Hi. I'm back again because I can't seem to get enough, and I was going to do something a little bit different this time. Honestly, this is the part that I've been like the most nervous about, which is the like sex sound things, and I figured I should just get my nerves worked out and just get it done so then I can be less nervous about it. Or maybe I just always will be. So anyway, I picked out a toy because I thought that would be a nice addition to everything that's going on. I'm not 100% sure how long this will be. I'm just going to do my very best, and I hope that's good enough. And I guess here we go. I don't even really think I'm going to listen to the audio. I think I'm just going to record and then move it up. Just upload it. Just get it up. So I guess to start, it's been a really exciting week. There's been a lot of new things going on in my life. I've been pretty turned on most of the week, and I guess I'd love to say it's a problem, but it's been great inspiration, so we'll take it. So anyway, I'm pretty fucking wet right now. And I'm just trying to fit in the head of my toy. It's kind of a girthy type thing. I'll spare you most of the details just because not everybody's into, not everybody's into the toy descriptions. But I guess let me know. I can always include that. I just have the head like at the entrance of my pussy, and it's like it's already stretched. It's a soft toy, so it doesn't necessarily hurt to insert it or anything. It has a lot of give, but it's still pretty girthy. I guess I could have looked the stats up, but next time. So, in some of the conversations I've been having, I've been finding myself thinking about the things that really turn me on and get me going. And I guess one of the things that I keep getting stuck in my head is when a guy will bite on, like I have a thing for vampires and all that stuff. So when a guy like just bites on your neck, it's not to break skin or anything. It's just like he's there, and for myself personally, that just kind of like makes me turn like my mind turn off a little bit. I haven't played with this toy in a while, so it's a reminder that I should play with it more often. So anyway, I just there's something about that that just sends like that ache through not just my pussy, but my like my chest almost, like when you get that squeeze and I don't know. Like I said, it kind of shuts my brain off, and at that point, I'm just not really thinking too much about what's happening. I'm more just thinking about how things feel and how much I'm enjoying it. So anyway, the toy's about like a third of the way in right now. And I can feel it stretching. And it's good. I think this time I'm just gonna focus on the one toy, because I don't want to have to deal with editing issues. So I guess other things that have been that have been running around my mind. I'll just say it really quickly because I don't want to leave you hanging. And then I don't think we're gonna be around for much longer. When a guy pulls your hair at the base of your neck and just like pulls your head back. I'm a short girl in real life, so like I'm always looking up at people. This is just something about a pair of rough hands. Anyway, I think we're just gonna start to speed things up and I don't want to leave you with a lot of dead air, but I think that's probably good enough for today, at least for right now. I think I got what I came for. I really hope you did too, because I really wasn't sure if I wanted to do this kind of content in particular, and here I am. Talk to you later, guys. Bye.